European Union agriculture ministers have agreed to reform the bloc's controversial $50 billion farm subsidy program in an effort to bolster the EU's bargaining position at upcoming world trade talks in Mexico. The deal came after 16 hours of non-stop negotiations and was finally clinched when France won key concessions from its EU partners. The accord, which goes into effect in 2005, cuts incentives to European farmers to produce more food than the continent can consume or sell. EU member states like France, Italy, and Spain that have benefited most from the hugely expensive farm subsidy system can, if they wish, delay implementing the reforms until 2007. At the heart of the deal is a provision that will sever the link between how much a farmer produces and the subsidy he receives. That link, which has spurred farmers to overproduce in order to get more cash from Brussels, has been blamed for causing what critics of the system call wine lakes and butter mountains. With so much surplus food around, Europe has in past years dumped its overproduction on world markets, undercutting competitors and squeezing farmers in poor countries, especially those in Africa. France, which is the biggest recipient of EU farm handouts, won a further concession whereby it and other member states can continue to pay their grain farmers up to 25% and their beef farmers up to 40% of the production-based subsidies they receive from the EU under the old system. Brian Groom, a London-based agricultural analyst, says that after a year-long deadlock in the talks, the only feasible outcome was a compromise, and that EU Agriculture Commissioner Franz Fischler was forced to back down from his original demands.
The European Commissioner wanted to cut entirely the link between subsidy and production, so he didn't overproduce. What you've got is a fudge, so in some areas it's delayed or phased, in other areas there's still leeway for governments to continue certain types of payments.
The compromise was struck ahead of the EU's expansion next year from 15 to 25 members, which would have made the current subsidy system untenable. It also comes just 3 months before world trade talks resume in Cancun, Mexico. The EU is now looking to such countries as the United States and Japan to come to the table with their own reforms, including subsidy cuts. But Thursday's deal does not mean the overall EU farm budget will shrink. Any savings from a reduction in farm support payments will be used to increase environmental and food safety provisions. Some farmers' groups, notably in France, have already criticized the EU decision, saying it will spur farmers into abandoning the land. But the EU says the reforms will lead to farmers being rewarded for environmentally sound and sustainable agricultural practices, not just for how much they produce. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.